on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And in Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. And statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right to the front lines of history in the making, and we're going right to the lines. We have a caller, right to the lines. Joe of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Joe?
Hey, thanks, Matt. I would like to return to an issue from last week, and that is the dismissal of Michael Gabelman by Voss and how that was handled and what that means for the state. I find it kind of amazing that the boss of Michael Gabelman, who is Voss, Voss hired him. Presumably, Voss was overseeing the work that he did, okaying the request for more money. One hopes that there would be a periodic review of what he'd done, what he'd accomplished during that year, and the amount of money that was being spent since it was taxpayer money. But it seems that none of that was there. Michael, after the election on Tuesday, Michael Gabelman is told, okay, you've got, three, 4 days to get out of your office. But how about an account of what he had done? How about a report on what he had tried to find and how it did or didn't work, so we would have some idea into the future as taxpayers about what in this process worked or didn't work. I would argue that nothing worked, but even that would be useful to know. Should you hire somebody who claims they don't know much about elections and then be surprised that they end up being an embarrassment to the state? It seems, once again, with this Republican Party, it's a refusal to take responsibility. Voss was Gabelman's boss. And for him to say that Gabelman was an embarrassment to the state, well, why didn't he rein him in? Why didn't he check him? Why didn't he say, stop it? Here are the things that we want you to do in order to not be an embarrassment to the state. It reminds me of the Foxconn, billions down the drain, where once again we have a plan, put on a cocktail, the ludicrousness of putting a plan on a cocktail napkin and saying, well, this is going to be, bring in all sorts of dollars from this guy overseas. Again, no oversight, no responsibility, no accounting afterwards to say what did or didn't work about this process. How can we go forward unless you look at what is clearly a mistake and figure out how it happened, why it happened, and try to prevent it from happening again? Once again, we the taxpayers are left with the bill, and Republican people like Voss are not taking responsibility for his actions. Instead of saying it's an embarrassment, why didn't he say, boy, that was a bad hire. I really messed up there. This was really a problem, and I should have tackled it a little bit more. How come he gets to bail? He's in a very responsible position with government money from our state, and his reaction is just to say, this is an embarrassment. Where's his responsibility in all this? Thanks a lot, Matt. Sorry for the rant, but it's irritating.
No, Joe. Actually, you're clairvoyant. When I map out these shows, I have kind of key issues I want to discuss at various 15, 30-minute intervals, and the one right now is Voss and Gabelman, so thank you for raising it. And let me give everybody the facts, and then I'll respond to what you said. 14 months ago, roughly, Voss hired Gabelman. He didn't do it in good faith. This is not a normal thing. Trump had threatened Voss, and he threatened the Senate Republican Democrats in Wisconsin for being insufficiently aggressive in decertifying the election. Well, they had no intention of decertifying the election because Biden won it, and it was impossible to do that. So they, as a fig leaf, Voss hired Gabelman, hoping that that would somehow appease Trump. And he initially said his budget was, $45,000 or $50,000. Well, they get into it, and it succeeds in keeping Trump off Voss's neck. So they convert it to a budget of $676,000, roughly, $11,000 a month for Voss with no sunset to it, no termination date to it, and $20,000 a month for his staff. So the newspapers under open, who's your staff? Gabelman wouldn't say. Then it turned, some of them were out of state. It turned out that some of them were conspiracy theorists, and it turned out they weren't doing anything. Then Gableman, who is not the sharpest knife in the drawer, said, well, I don't know much about elections, so I'm going to find out. At $11,000 a month, you know, you can audit courses at the UW system, in any UW campus in the state, if you're over a certain age, and Gableman is, for free. He could have taken some great poli-sci courses if he wanted to know about elections. He didn't own a computer, he said. Now, I mean, look, this guy, what do you mean he doesn't own a computer? He goes to the New Berlin Library, and he has a public unsecured computer, which he claims he's in researching elections. This is what he's doing for $11,000 a month, at taxpayer money. You go into these last set of elections, and Gableman thinks, well, Trump is the guy, the horse I want to ride. He's endorsed Adam Steen, Voss's opponent, in Voss's reelection race. So he comes out for Adam Steen, Gableman does, even though Voss hired him, and sends out robocalls saying, quote, you know, Voss never really wanted to find out about fraud in Wisconsin. And just, you know, really kind of emasculates Voss. Voss ends up in a squeaker beating Steen. I mean, Trump's endorsement really did help Steen. And then Voss fires Gableman. Gableman, and then this looks like sort of a virtuous thing, Voss says. Well, you know, I felt he was ineffective. Well, Joe, your point is a good one, is let's have an audit, but let's do more than that. How about returning our money? They spent more than $1 million, more than a million. When he claimed out, that he claimed in the beginning it was going to be 400 or 45 or so, and then 676. Now it's a million. He hasn't said whether he's going to appoint someone else. Why are the taxpayers paying for it? Why am I paying for it? Why are you paying for it? Why is everybody paying for it? It's a political thing to appease Trump and the Republican Party. The judges are permitting it because the judges are overwhelmingly Republican, who looked at it, and the Supreme Court is 4-3 Republican, even though Brian Hagedorn has done some magnificent and I think courageous work in standing up for our democracy. He voted to certify Biden, so it was 4-3. There are a couple of other things he voted for that were really quite significant. But somehow, Voss is able to dip his fist into the taxpayer piggy bank. Kathy Bernier, the chair of the Senate Elections Committee, put out a statement on the firing saying, well, it was a good decision. It would have been a bit better decision 6 months ago. I have zero respect for Gableman. That's what she said. But, Joe, we are not just paying over $1 million to Gableman and his staff and lawyers. We're also going to pay over $250,000 for fines, sanctions, that judges have imposed on Gableman for misconduct in the courtroom, for either taking frivolous positions, or in the case of Frank Remington, he's a distinguished judge in Dane County, calling him a lady with a beard and suggesting that the judge was trying to inveigle a female lawyer back into his chambers. But frankly, I thought Remington was kind of soft on the guy. I mean, there are a lot of guys. There's a lot of guys. There's a Judge Shabazz, when I was practicing, a federal judge. If you had done that to Judge Shabazz, he would have had you arrested for contempt. If you show contempt for a judge in his presence or in her presence, he has the right then to arrest you. If it's outside of his presence, it's a different story. It may be that he called him a lady with a beard and said these things outside the judge's presence. I don't know. But in any event, why should I pay a fine? I mean, seriously, why should taxpayers pay a fine for misconduct? That's just not right. Then it turned out there were virtually no expense records, that the few documents they finally produced, Gableman met with conspiracy theorists. There were a lot of spelling mistakes. He spelled Voss, V-O-S-S, in his memos instead of V-O-S. This is a sloppy deal. And Joe's point is we need an accountant. Yes, we need an accountant. I'm going to go a little farther. We need an accounting and restitution of taxpayer dollars. Accounting and restitution of taxpayer dollars. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, as a former auditor, there should be a receipt for everything. I mean, this was the taxpayers' money. And the fact that Gableman is incapable of just producing the receipts. I mean, who do we know? This money could just be paid off to, friends and family and who else. I mean, that is galling. It also is galling that we're paying the fines for his misconduct. His misconduct had nothing to do with his job. I mean, his what he was supposed to do, his task he was hired to. It has nothing to do with his task that he was hired to do. It was on his own personal misconduct in that courtroom. And he should be held accountable for paying that on his own. I mean, nuts to this idea the taxpayer should be paying for it. It's just the whole Republican, the current Republican Party seems to have lost its mind over Donald Trump. I mean, we got Ron Johnson now apparently saying that, oh, no big deal about, top secret documents, being missing or gone, or what might have happened to them while they're at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, this is just insane. It's bat crap crazy.
Right. Yeah, no, those are excellent comments. And as always, I thank you for calling in, but in particular, those two. You have mentioned, and I respect that you have been, worked as an auditor. And I think it's a fair statement what Mark just said. There's no auditor for the state or anybody else or a private company or anybody. Where you give a guy $676,000 to begin with and say, I'd like to see how you spent it. And he goes, well, I don't have the records, but, well, here's a few records. Here's like a matchbook cover that I wrote. Nobody's going to do that. That is an indicator of misconduct in and of itself. No auditor would tolerate that at any level. No auditor at any level. And you're right. And when it comes to Mar-a-Lago and Trump, they're afraid of Trump. For Ron Johnson to say, it's okay with me because it's a secure place down there. It's not a secure place. It's a resort. There are banquets there all the time. There are waiters and there are delivery men roaming around all the time. Unlocked storage facilities. And yes, there's Secret Service. They guard Trump. They don't guard the laundry room where documents can get hidden. The Republican Party is subservient to Trump. And this has even trickled down to costing you and me money here in Wisconsin by paying Gable. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.